This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, as marijuana becomes legalized, I've talked about how the few states that have it legalized are going to see a big boost in revenue, right? But once everybody does it, revenue is going to start to fall, right? Why? Because you have increased more competition. Well, what we're finding out is marijuana prices are already plummeting. I didn't think it would happen this quickly. So, they say by the end of this year, the majority of states will have legalized marijuana. Now, the majority of states might be legalizing recreational versus medicinal, but we don't only have recreational marijuana legalized in a few states. But they say wholesale prices for the drug are plummeting, which is bad for small businesses in the states that were the first to legalize cannabis in the first place. That was one of the reasons why I was actually pro-Nevada legalizing it, because if we were going to get any financial benefit, right, to help pay for Medicaid and a lot of the other issues that unfortunately we had because of the recession, we were only going to benefit for a year or two until other states got financially wise and said, look, you know, we might as well jump on this bandwagon also. I was still fearful because the logistics weren't in place. And I think once people saw the money that Colorado was making and the money that Washington was making, Washington State, people were like, you know what, we need to do this. And so I was like, you know, can we still make sure the logistics are in place? But I knew that time was of the essence. And so I think a lot of states are smelling it across the border, and they're smelling the money. I personally think marijuana stinks, but some people smell the money. All right. They say in the past year, wholesale prices for marijuana fell 60% in 2016 from $2,500 to just $1,000 a day, according to CannaSaver.com CEO Brian Shapiro told Forbes. They say experts say the rapidly declining cost of marijuana is due to big businesses entering the market. They are growing more marijuana than there's a demand for, even with such a fast-growing customer base. Well, because still, I think with a lot of states, there are still limits. There's still these limits that you could have. I mean, you can't be having pounds of it at your house. You could have a certain number of ounces. You can't be growing plants unless you live in an area where you're not close enough to a store. I mean, every state has certain, you know, legalizing marijuana is a very nice headline. But when you look at the actual law, there's a lot of, you know, restrictions on it. So my guess is businesses are like, look, this is going to be booming. And they're right. Eventually, there's going to be easier access to the marijuana. So they're getting jumping on it. Unfortunately, they're growing before people can actually buy it. I mean, for me, I'm a physician. I have no idea if I would lose my license. Okay, having any of that in my system. So who cares if it's legal? I'm not going to go and get any. I'm not going to smoke any. I'm not going to eat any. All right, you know, I still have to work. I still have to take care of people. I still have to teach. I still have to do this show. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, you know, I think the show would be a little better if you... No, I don't. I do not think the show would be better. I think the show is already phenomenal, right? I think it is. So, no, we do not need to add any drugs into the mix. All right. They say experts say there are two ways businesses can compete in this new market, by developing new growing technologies or producing more. They say, but both of these measures are hard for small businesses to pull off. That's because the federal government still recognizes marijuana as an illegal drug, and therefore pot businesses cannot deal in traditional banks to get loans or set up checking accounts. Big businesses don't have this problem. They say that it's possible that they are purposefully flooding the market to push out the smaller businesses. If they are successful, then they could raise the cost again by pulling back on production. Exactly. If they could get rid of the competition, then later they have more control of the market, then they could raise their prices. They say the falling cost of marijuana is also a problem for the states, which paved the way towards legalization. So states like Colorado and Washington, state collect tax revenue based on total sales. With lower prices, that means lower sales, less tax revenue. It was going to be temporary. We knew this was going to be temporary. Other states saw this problem and wrote their legislation regarding pot accordingly. So California, the amount of tax revenue collected is pegged to the volume of pot sold and not the price. So the more they sell, it doesn't have to depend on the price. If you sell, I don't know, let's say a pound or whatever that day, then you are taxed on that pound that you sold. So for investors, this is a very rapidly changing market. It's very volatile. Right? They say it's bad because lower profit margins lead to less returns. And it's good because investors will have a better idea of where to invest their money if the market is consolidated to just a handful of major players. Boy, when marijuana became legal in my state, everybody wanted to own a license. And I guess they only gave out a finite small amount of licenses. And the licenses were people who were very, very kind of big in this town, you know. And, so they're already the people that were able to run a store had to be, I guess, of a already kind of a bigger business type of person. All right. However, are they big enough to be able to compete with these big, big places that could have warehouses and, you know. Wow. So, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Personally, I hope that they research as much as they can. I know you can't do much with a year or 2 years. We have to do follow-up studies and, 20 years of data. And it's a shame because we had all these people that were smoking marijuana before, but because it was illegal, nobody could really, test it and study it to the degree that we could do now with a legal substance. So I personally, as a medical physician, I want to know the research and all these rumors that marijuana can help with diabetes and marijuana can help with blood pressure and marijuana, and I've seen it with my patients. I've seen it with patients whose blood pressure dropped and who were able to stave off diabetes, but would like to see some proof, right? And then if so, would like to incorporate it into a medical management, a very well thought of, very responsible plan. But if it's not, and, all this anecdotal evidence out there really can't be proven, we need to know that also. Before our state stinks up and our kids smoke the pot and people are driving behind the wheel and people are coming to work and injecting people with the wrong injection because they have marijuana in their system. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, good. I know, it is a mouthful. It's a lot. I don't know if I'm going to shorten it up. Here's the problem. I mean, I'm already talking for hours upon hours each day. So shortening up the intro, I really don't think it's going to give you guys any relief in the long run, would it? I mean, because, you know, now I have to talk about medical stuff. So, you know, which would you rather hear, about the intro or the medical stuff? Right. Okay, well, get this. Okay, we're going to get a little technical now. Okay, aspirin, we've known, can help prevent cancer. We've been known for decades. They've been talking about how if you take a baby aspirin, it can help slow down or prevent cancer. Okay? And aspirin is cheap. Okay? We've been using it to treat pain. We use it for inflammation. It helps lower fever. Okay? And we've known for years that it could help decrease certain types of cancer. but scientists don't know why. So here's a new study. Scientists from the Veterans Affairs in Texas think that what happens is the pain medicine interacts with the platelets, which are the clotting factors in the blood. And these platelets have factors that help spurn new blood vessel growth. Now, okay, platelets, all right, these help form clots in the body. Let's say you bleed, okay, so the platelets come. And it's like, you know, plates, throwing plates type of thing, okay, they kind of help clot, you know, stop the bleeding, okay? However, they do have some factors that help increase blood vessel growth, right? And it kind of makes sense. You're bleeding, so the platelets have to come and help fix that, okay? But we need the blood vessels repaired, and we need new blood vessels to still innervate the tissue. Because once you have a laceration to the pipe, okay, then that pipe isn't supplying blood where it needs to, you know, go, right? The pipe, you bust a pipe, the water's falling out. What happens to where that pipe was leading to? So these platelets help, right, make new blood vessels, help with certain factors making new blood vessels. Well, we've talked about cancer. And what does cancer need? It needs blood. And it needs to know that its supply of blood is so strong that it could still do its work. Cancer is so smart. It's so brilliant in the way it's designed, and it's so selfish, and it's so parasitic. And so tumor, all right, will feed off of the resources around it to help spurn its growth. So if aspirin helps block platelet activity, ergo, I love that word, ergo, aspirin can affect tumor growth. You see? See? All right. So, the research was published in the February issues of Cancer Prevention. I know, now you're missing the intro. Can I just talk about my Twitter account? Okay. The research published in the February issues of Cancer Prevention Research found, look, I know what you guys say about my show. I know what you say behind my back. I'm not stupid. Research published in the February issues of Cancer Prevention Research found that aspirin disrupts the normal clotting process by shutting down an enzyme, key enzyme known as COX-1. I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, aren't there COX-2 inhibitors? Yeah, there is, uh-huh. Yeah, COX-2 inhibitors for inflammation, and we've talked about those before, but let's just talk about COX-1 for now. All right, so they shut down a key enzyme called COX-1. Thereby blocking interactions between the platelets and the cancer cells and curbing the growth of the tumors. Now, some experiments used regular aspirin from a local drugstore. And this new study used a very special mix of aspirin and PC. Not PCP, but PC. Phosphatidylcholine. Okay, say that fast. Phosphatidylcholine. It's a type of liquid or fat molecule found in soy lecithin. Yeah, lecithin. Oh, man. Soy lecithin. And that's designed to ease the gastrointestinal risk associated with regular aspirins. All right, so the study provided evidence that the enhanced aspirin complex called aspirin PC, PL2200, or 2200, possesses the same or more pronounced actions versus regular aspirins with regard to antiplatelet effects. So these results suggest that the aspirin's chemo preventative effects, meaning how it could, from a chemical standpoint, prevent cancer, may be due in part to the drug blocking the pro-neoplastic, meaning the help the cancer action of platelets. And they support the potential use of aspirin PCPL2200 as an effective and safer chemo preventative agent for colorectal cancer and possibly other cancers. So what does all this mean? I don't know. I really don't know. I got lost, okay, when I had to clarify that we weren't talking about PCP, okay? You guys kind of got me on that one. But what it means is aspirin, we've known as indirectly, done something, okay? We don't know why. We think we know the exact mechanism. And if that's the case, and if we do know the exact mechanism, and we figure out where this happens, we could hopefully design a medication that could be just that. Hopefully the medication doesn't start going into the thousands of dollars because we know how cheap aspirin is. But it looks like adding this PC, this phosphatidylcholine, doohickey may, you know, like I said, it's found in soy lecithin. It eases the GI risk because here's the problem. You can't just tell people to take aspirin and high doses of aspirin because what could happen? They could get a bleed. They could get an ulcer in their stomach. Okay, I mean, you know, we need platelets working. We also need to make sure that we don't have stomach lining irritation. We also don't want kidney disease. We don't want heart disease. So long-term anti-inflammatory use is bad. But if they could play with this, where it either has a protective agent with it, or it's not as caustic, we could be getting somewhere with this. So this is some pretty exciting stuff. It's more than a painkiller, but it could be used for cancer. And it's cheap. You know, when I talked about superbugs, I wrote an article on if antibiotics don't work, what else can work? In fact, there's an article. Let me find this for you guys because this is pretty cool. We need to sometimes go back to old school. I've been saying this time and time again. Where what happens is we start getting fancier, and then we then find ourselves chasing something years down the line when actually we could have been the whole time going backwards. And we don't look backwards. We don't take that step back. You know, anytime you're at work and you start going down a path, sometimes you need to go all the way back to the beginning to see where, you know, things kind of went awry. Maybe not so much wrong, but awry. And then you kind of switch gears. But nobody wants to go all the way back to square one. Well, get this. When we're looking at MRSA, all right, and these are the superbugs. Okay, so I wrote an article. It's at my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com. We talked about how silver could work. We talked about that was used in the Roman Empire, Middle Ages. We found that silver can kill bacteria. We talked about mammal milk with the Tasmanian devils. They found that the little baby Tasmanian devils weren't dying when their parents were being killed, right, by this bug or this sort of cancer that was, I think, a bug-induced cancer. And we found that the little babies were staying alive and staying immune to it because of the breast milk. So they're looking at mammal milk from Tasmanian devils. We looked at dyes. But they also have red berry extract from the Brazilian pepper tree. Apparently, a new study has found that, and it's been a staple of Brazilian traditional medicine, that there's a Brazilian pepper tree. They've been using the leaves and the stalk to make a paste, and they've been using it for skin conditions. But they found an extract from the berry can weaken superbugs like methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA, but it could weaken the superbugs such that your body could turn around and then fight the bacteria more successfully. So, and I don't think it's the red berries that you guys see in your house. They're supposed to be toxic. You know those red berry weeds? You're like, oh, we're not supposed to eat those because they're toxic. So don't eat them. But we believe that if it's a Brazilian pepper tree weed or plant, okay, and they grow in the southern United States, they take an extract from that berry, they could use that to fight MRSA, the methicillin staph resistant Staph aureus, and superbugs. MRSA is one of the many superbugs that are out there. So sometimes just going back to old school, they have been talking about aspirin for years fighting cancer. They have seen what aspirin does to cancer particles. They've seen it in the lab. They watch this stuff, and they see it happen. The problem is the amount that you would need to take is high. You couldn't just get away with a baby aspirin. And when you are trying to, so we want to look at preventing cancer and then treating cancer when you have it. And remember, tumors could outsmart things. So we also need to look at, if somebody's been taking a baby aspirin for their heart, then are they going to kind of be already, you know, resistant to, will the tumor grow resistance in a way? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of us have a puppy dog, right? I got dogs, I got cats, I got fish. We really have too many animals in my house. And sometimes the dog stares at me even creepier than the cats do, right? Like, I'll sing a song to the cats, the little kitty cats. Oh, you know, we got Shaky Boo. We got Zazie, we got little Snowball, and then we got little Snappy. Snappy, she's so cute. Anyway, and the dog will just sit there with his head on the ground, snout on the ground, and his eyes looking up, looking at me like he's kind of judging me, like the song was stupid, or I'm spending too much time with the cats and not enough time with him, or I yelled at him because he farted, etc. And we know that dogs will shy away from owners who are mean to them, Okay, and I'm not mean to the dog. I love the dog. But when he farts and he stinks up the place, I'm like, Apollo, gosh, it stinks. You got to go out, go potty. You know, then I stand there and I let him back in or whatever. All right? The dog is actually judging you. And we now have scientific proof that your dog will sit there and judge you. According to a study recently published in the journal Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Reviews and highlighted by New Scientist, dogs can tell when someone's being a jerk. And they use that information when deciding how to interact with the humans around them. So, I remember when I was little, my mom would yell at me. The dog would come to me to make me feel better. I'm like, how did the dog know that I wasn't, I needed comforting? They do. And they were away from my mom because my mom was yelling, and the dog probably thought that, she would yell at him. James Anderson of Kyoto University tested dogs and monkeys to see if their behavior changed in reaction to quote-unquote moral situations. In the study, dogs watched their owners struggling to open a container, while an actor either helped, acted passively, or refused to lend them a hand. When one of the bystanders had helped open the container, the dogs didn't really favor the helpful one over the passive one. They were just as likely to take the treat from either of the two. But in the second condition, when the active bystander was being a jerk, the dogs showed a clear preference, shunning them in favor for the one who didn't do anything. So if somebody was standing there going, you're such a jerk, you really can't open it up. What a weenie, wussy. Oh my gosh, really? You can't open that up. The dogs watched that. And then when it was time for a treat, they didn't want to go up to that guy for the treat. But they'd go up to the other guys who were just there passively or standing there or whatever. They say, this is being reported by ABC 7 Chicago. They say, a dog's long relationship with humans might have made them more sensitive to our feelings. Monkeys also understood fairness and helpfulness. They would shun actors who refused to help other people with basic tasks when they offered treats. The results, the researchers argued, suggested that both dogs and monkeys have a sense of morality similar to that of human babies. If somebody's behaving antisocially, they probably end up with some sort of emotional reaction to it, according to Dr. Anderson. They say in 2011 at the same university, dogs were shown to prefer people who gave food to beggars over those who refused. I don't remember that study. That's an interesting one. Can you imagine sitting there and the dog watching it? So dogs watch. There's always this big debate. Who's smarter, dogs or cats? Cats are pretty shrewd. All right? But it may not be the dogs are dumber than cats, because dogs, even if you yell at a dog, they're like, oh my, like, remember I said that you could sit there to a dog and you could go, oh, you are so stinky, you stink up the place, I can't stand you. And because you're doing that in a cute voice, they still love you. But no, they understand that. And there was a study that came out saying they understand, even if you're saying that type of stuff in a dog-friendly voice. They know. Okay? They're animals. Okay, maybe they don't walk and talk, and maybe they don't, can't navigate an iPhone, but they're still pretty smart. So just, keep in mind, that's kind of spooky. We like to think that our dogs don't care. I've told you that we had a dog years ago that if you sat on the couch and silently farted, the dog would get up and then would look at you with disgust. And so, you think your dog doesn't care about that. They do. Dogs care about a lot. One of my favorite, memes, those pictures that have, those memes or those pictures with words underneath it that you see all over the internet is, and I don't want to misquote it, but there's a dog celebrating his birthday. And they say, to you, your dog is a big part of your life, but a part of your life. To the dog, you're his whole life. Yeah, and it just kind of puts things into perspective. My dog now, Apollo, he's aging. He's getting up there. His twin brother has already died. He's about 10 years old. He's about 9 years old. And Labs could still live longer, but he's starting to get up there in age. And mentally, he has it. It's just his body's starting to fail. And it's so hard because, he's your Apollo. And so, but now that I know that he's judging my singing, and when he goes into the bathroom when I'm taking a shower, he's probably looking at me going, gosh, that's a lot of cellulite. So I don't know how my relationship's gonna be now. I don't know if it's gonna change or not. I have a really good relationship with Popeye's chicken. I love Popeye's. I especially love their rice. Their dirty Cajun rice. Oh, it's so yummy. All right. I don't know if they have little pieces of meat in there or whatever, but it is so good. Well, a woman in South Central Texas is suing Popeye's Louisiana Chicken. Louisiana Fast, that. She says claiming the restaurant's red beans and rice contain flesh-eating New World screwworms that stop the giggles that have ravaged her body over the past 2 years. They're called screwworms. In a 10-page lawsuit filed last week, Karen Good of San Antonio claimed that Popeyes and its franchise, Z&H Foods, knew or should have known about the parasite when they served her the beans and rice in spring 2015. The screwworms, according to the lawsuit, stop it, you're making me laugh, entered Good's, this is not funny, people, entered Good's digestive tract and laid eggs, which embedded into the interior lining of her small intestine. These hatched and then very scarily started eating her from the inside out. Good's attorney Patrick Stolmeyer called it a pretty horrible situation. She has been losing massive amounts of blood and tissue. They have been basically eating themselves out of her body. She's just hoping she can heal and get healthy, and she's trying to hang on at this point. Now, Popeye said in a statement that they are aware of Good's claims and that the franchisee has been working with her for more than a year to address her concerns. We don't discuss details of litigation, but we can tell you that we understand that while investigating this matter, the franchisee has worked with outside parties who have found the claims to be unfounded and false. We can also assure you that the side dishes at this local Popeyes and all Popeyes restaurants have a strict standard and are cooked and maintained at 165 degrees. Remember that degrees, guys. 165 degrees. Basically, if you don't remember what to cook turkey or chicken or beef in, 165 degree inside temperature when you test it, you should be pretty good. All right? And this is a temperature that would make it impossible for bacteria or other foreign matter to survive. They say Popeyes makes food safety a top priority, and we put the safety and welfare of our guests first. Okay, so these female New World screwworms lay their eggs in open wounds of warm-blooded animals and humans. And then when the eggs hatch, the maggots infest and feed on the host, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And this damage obviously can be fatal. You start to tear a hole, you know, into the intestine. Now you have a perforated bowel. Now you get bowel inside the abdominal cavity. That's dangerous. Screwworms were eradicated in the United States several decades ago. Then last year, the parasite was found in deer from National Key Deer Refuge in Big Pine Key, Florida, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to an earlier Post report, the New World screwworms infesting the Florida deer were not supposed to be in the United States. In the 1950s, the USDA embarked on an ambitious project to rid the country of this agricultural pest. Its plan was a bit closer to kill it with fire more than shoo fly, they said. They used gamma radiation and x-rays. This is according to STL Today. They say the government raised young screwworms by the millions, bombarded the larvae with gamma and x-rays, rendering them infertile. Then the adult flies were released en masse across the southwest and west. By the end of 1950, a fly factory churned out 50 million sterile flies a week. The population crashed, and then by the 1960s, it had been completely gone. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Anytime you have any medical questions or concerns, you know you could reach us. And maybe you can't reach us live if you don't listen to our show every morning, Monday through Friday, as well as on the weekends. However, if you listen to it at a delayed time, you could still call our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI. And we would be able to answer your question at the next live show. You could also email us at drdahlia.com. drdaliah.com, or go to Doctor Spelled Out, Dahlia.com, or just Google Crazy Sexy Doctor with double D's. Okay, now I'm joking. Okay, that's, yeah. I don't know. I've never Googled myself with that. We were just talking about the lady who was suing Popeyes because she claims she got the screw worms in her. She's seeking about $1 million in damages from medical expenses, pain and suffering, mental anguish, loss of enjoyment of life, claiming that she got infected with E. coli also, Helicobacter pylori, that also causes, unfortunately, issues and GI issues. Well, we have another woman now suing Mike and Ike, candy makers. California woman has filed a new lawsuit against a company that makes Mike and Ike candy. I don't think I've ever eaten Mike and Ike. I think they're kind of like jelly type chewed candies. I mean, they look okay. They look kind of yummy. But I just think I'm going to get heartburn. But the strawberry looks good. And a California woman is suing them because she says the boxes are only half full. In the lawsuit, the woman said she first noticed the company was half filling their boxes when she bought a $4 box at a movie theater. She estimates that about 46% of the container was empty. Had she known that the box was only half full, she says she would have never bought the candy in the first place. Okay? I know a lot of you are like, wait a second. You could look at it as the, you know, half empty, or you could look at it as the box is half full. She is. She's looking at it as the box is half full, and she's still mad. I don't blame her. These candies are not completely packed. These boxes, right, they're bigger boxes with however much amount is in there. And they don't say the amount. See, in the olden days, it'd say like 50 pieces or 10 pieces or whatever. Some of your candies or cookies. So if the packaging was a big box, you knew that there would only be 50 pieces in there. All right? She says she believes this is a conspiracy to shortchange customers. She said the box was behind a glass case, which stopped her from being able to inspect the box before purchasing it. After this incident, she bought a box of hot tamales and a box of Boston baked beans. Ooh, I love Boston baked beans. Hot tamales are made by the same company, and the box was also half full. Boston baked beans, however, made by a different company, were completely filled. $4 a box. See, this is what you do. You go to Walmart, right, where they sell them for $1 a box. Okay? And then, okay, I'm not supposed to tell people to smuggle candy in, but she's already spending three times more of the amount of money. So after this incident, she said a spokesman for Mike and Ike makers, Just Born, told TMZ, which first reported the lawsuit, that the allegations are baseless and it plans to vigorously defend the case. So, you know what? In this one particular thing, I don't mind her. You know, I like to make fun of people suing for things like this, but I gotta be honest. If somebody is advertising something and the box is half full, and you're not getting a consistent product, right? Because maybe there's 50 pieces, maybe there's 48 pieces. You know, I think as a consumer, I was kind of wondering about this. I think it's about time that these candy companies tell you how much you're getting. Now, a candy bar tells you how many ounces. Okay, and then, you know, if you want to weigh it, you could weigh it. And there's, so there's some sort of, not responsibility, but there's some sort of, reliability, or there's some sort of accountability. There it is. Some sort of accountability when it comes to that. But with this, no, especially in movie theaters, and movie theater money, but remember, how do movie theaters make their money? They don't purchase the movie, so to speak. Okay? Oh, well, maybe they do. But they basically make their money. The movie tickets aren't where they get the revenue. It's the snack bar. So that's why the snack bar is so big. That's why they make sure you smell the popcorn. That's why you see multiple snack bars. If it's a big, huge theater, you start to see a snack bar even farther down the theater. So people stop and buy that popcorn. And that $5 or $10 tub of popcorn is where they really get their bread and butter from. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. New battery technology can make a battery that allows the charge to last for 10 years. All right, because I'm so sick of having to charge my iPhone. They say Harvard scientists have developed a battery that stores energy in liquid solutions that could have a lifespan of more than a decade. It's super efficient, and it's not corrosive or toxic either. Apparently, this could be It sounds too good to be true for me. Called Flow Batteries. Flow Battery was developed by researchers from the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering, this new Flow Battery. And they store energy in inorganic molecules dissolved in neutral pH water. These batteries could retain their capacity for 10 years or more, meaning flat batteries could be hopefully a thing of the past, according to Mail Online. Not only does this non-corrosive battery have an exceptionally long lifetime, but it's cheap to produce, they said. They said, unlike lithium batteries, the chemicals are safe, which means there's no need for expensive extras like corrosive-resistant pumps and tanks. Currently, Flow batteries have significant efficiency problems and wear badly when used frequently. But if you modify the solution, researchers say that the battery only loses 1% of its capacity for every 1,000 cycles. So a standard lithium-ion battery may only last 1,000 cycles in its lifetime. This only loses 1% of its capacity per 1,000 cycles. They say lithium-ion batteries don't even survive 1,000 complete charge-discharge cycles, according to Dr. Michael Aziz, a professor of materials and energy technologies at Harvard University. If you could get anywhere near this cost target, then you could change the world. So, pretty cool. I guess they use aqueous-soluble ferrocene. It's a molecule that's good for storing charge, and it's naturally insoluble. So I guess aqueous, that's the clue. So you allow then these batteries to not start to corrode, et cetera. And all right, that's okay. So good. My phone is already on 30% charge. 30%. I didn't even barely use it today. 1-877-DOCK-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gut bacteria may be the key to Alzheimer's. What they did is they found in scientists in Sweden's Lund University that if you have certain type of gut bacteria, it could accelerate the onset of Alzheimer's. So what they did is they took mice, they had healthy mice, and they had diseased Alzheimer mice. And they swapped the gut bacteria. Well, they placed both gut bacteria from healthy and diseased mice into rodents that didn't have the gut bacteria. They had to have something. The mice that received bacteria from diseased rodents started to develop more beta-amyloid plaques in the brain, which is, unfortunately, the process that causes people to start having the dementia of Alzheimer's. They did this more rapidly than mice who received bacteria from healthy mice. So the beta-amyloid plaques that build up between the nerve cells in the brains of people with Alzheimer's, okay, disrupt flow, disrupt synaptic connections, and unfortunately hurt the brain tissue. And the fact that they saw this accelerate based on just the gut bacteria being transferred is pretty scary to me because we don't know how to change the bacteria. Have you noticed in the last couple of years it's all about gut bacteria? Right now, gut bacteria is the biggest thing right now in science, but it's because I think they're onto something. I really think they're onto something. Currently in America, 5 million people are living with Alzheimer's. They say the study included researchers from Switzerland, Germany, and Belgium, and was studied in the Journal Scientific Reports. So, many of us are like, well, what do we do to change our gut bacteria? I don't think we know yet. And that's what's very, very frustrating. I mean, we know that bad gut bacteria makes us heavy, changes our metabolism, can put us at risk for cancer, depression, right? Now Alzheimer's. 1-877-DOCK-DALI.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.